Welcome, everybody, to another, well, a long time another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler. This is where we talk about anything and everything to do with archery in the state of Georgia and Georgia archers, wherever they may shoot or do. And if you don't know, my longtime co-host, Robbie Surface. Hey, Robbie, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
it's been a minute.
It's been a lot of minutes.
A lot of minutes.
For sure, a lot of minutes.
Yes, sir.
Dude,
good to be back, man.
Oh, man. Me and you both, man. Everybody's been teasing it. We're going to tease it, and we're gonna get this thing rolling. Got a few things we're going to talk about and do and try to make Georgia archery, you know, a little bigger this year and a little better. And tie everybody else to it. If you shoot a bow, if you're part of hunting shows, or if you're part of anything that has to do with archery, right? No matter if they're hunting, tournaments, so forth and so on, that's what we're going to try to do. So, you know, how is the big city down there, Leesburg?
Oh, dude, it's good. It's home.
It's home.
It is home.
That I understand that, man. I understand that. We miss you up here, though, for sure.
Well, trust me, that feeling is mutual, my buddy. It's mutual.
I understand that. I see old Monkey been killing some deer. I'm telling you, that's just like awesome. And then watch her shooting a bow. You know, it's awesome.
She certainly has grown a lot in the last few years.
I bet. That's just, you know, we went from, you know, little bitty nothing to now she wants to do. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, she's wanting to join the 4-H. She just started shooting in December, so I don't know. She, of course, won't shoot indoor.
No.
We'll see about outdoor, but even if she doesn't do outdoor, you know, we'll be ready for next year.
Oh, for sure. But, yeah, around here's the same old, same old. We got, you know, we've had a good long archery season as far as the shop ran, did well. We had a you know, some employee changes and some other things going around here, but it's all been pretty good and well received.
Well, good.
And you know, I see you got, you know, well, everybody else can't see because we are audio in this one, but I see you got your Prime shirt on, so I know what you're pumping.
Yes, sir. I'm still right there where I've been for the last several years.
Yes, sir. I tell everybody, I mean, we've sold several. That new bow is
the RVX
is the best bow they've made in a long time.
That is without a shadow of a doubt.
Hands down.
I had a guy shoot it today, and he swore him down that it wasn't 70 pounds.
That's right. I've seen it. Oh, gosh. I had to prove it to him, you know.
I did, too, today.
That's no doubt about it. I put it on the draw board. I'm like, there it is. Here it is. Well, you know me. I'm still shooting on the Bowtech line. Still doing that thing. I like it. I got that. I shot the Carbon 1 carbon bow for this year for hunting and killed a deer with it, and it shoots good. I'm happy with it. And tournament bow, if I pick it up, it shoots pretty good too.
Yeah. Well, I started with the Revex for the year.
Yep.
And the Revex and I got along real well. Was very fortunate. I'm one deer away, whether it be a buck or doe, from filling all 12 tags.
I hear you. You on the last tag of the hunt, right?
Last tag of the hunt.
You ain't got much longer.
No, but I don't know. I thought about taking her or trying to fill that last tag with my recurve, but I just, you know, I'm good to about 12 to 14 yards. Outside of that, you know, I don't know what happens from
14
from
to 16.
15, 15 and beyond, but I might hit them, but I don't know where I'm going to hit them.
I understand
and
that.
And Tim actually come down.
I was going to say, that's what I was fixing to say, is Tim told me he done talked to you a little bit. And, you know, he came by and said, yeah, I saw Robbie. And he said he's going to try to pick up the recurve. I mean, you know, the longbow or whatever, the traditional bow, I guess you'd call it. And I was like, man, I'm telling you. And it's weird because more and more people are coming in and asking about them. You know, trad bows.
Yeah.
It really is a thing that's growing. So that's pretty cool. I might have to try that myself. Well, I mean,
yeah. Once I got the RVX, I've killed four with it since I've gotten it. So.
Oh yeah, you just.
I ain't going anywhere. I don't see myself making any kind of changes anytime soon.
That's right. Well, there ain't no problem if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's good. We got all caught up on that. Me and you, you know, we message each other. We do a few things here and there. But you know, we want to get that done. But me and you've been talking back and forth about this needing some more people to shoot indoor.
Absolutely.
You know, and sort of like places are a way to drive people to shoot indoor. Like you have an indoor range down there. I have an indoor range up here. The Backwoods Bowstrings has a range. Feathers and Antlers has a range. Pike Outfitters has a range. I mean, these are all great places, right? And trying to figure out something to help grow not my range, your range, but this archery in Georgia.
Just in general.
Just in general. So we put together this little something. It's like a virtual league. So essentially, I'm going to find my show notes, find my information here in just a second. I have it open somewhere. All right. So we're going to do indoor league. We're calling it an indoor league because we're going to do indoor ranges. But the league format, you'll have statewide league, 9 weeks, broken into 3 week sessions. Archer's best score for each session will count toward the final statewide placement. Session one starts, well, the 8th of January. We'll go through the 27th, so that's, you know, 3 weeks.
So you can shoot it any time in between.
Turn a score in any of those times, yep.
Yeah, because I'm still waiting on those.
Well, targets.
I guess you probably want to tell everybody what that target is.
Well, that's what we're going to work on. We go all the way down. So you submit a score. So the first session is the Royal Rumble 600 target. So it's a five-spark target that looks like a Vegas face, you know. You'll shoot 12 ends of five arrows with a maximum total of 600 and the X's. X's would be used for tiebreakers, and all score sessions ones must be submitted by February the 3rd. So from now to the end of the month, essentially the 27th, if any range wants to host a league night and make that their league night, they can, and then you can add score to it.
Who's responsible for uploading the score?
That would be the range that you shoot it at. It doesn't always have to be range. It can be a range, a club. They just need to be members of some organization, right?
Okay.
So essentially, could be a U.S. Archery, could be an NFAA, a GBAA, ASA. I mean, you know, S3DA.
Okay.
So that's the shooter needs to be a member of some organization, and the, you know, it can't just be standing in your yard type thing.
So the participating range, yep, will be responsible for
uploading the score. So they'll,
okay.
So they actually have a copy of a scorecard that they can download and give you, or they can use a regular scorecard if they don't have ours. And then they turn around and collect them and enter into the, they have a link to send it. So the first session will be the five spot Vegas face. So this the Royal Rumble 600. They're actually shooting it this weekend. If you want to watch it, you can see where they've shot that face. Second session will be January 28th through February 18th. And it'll be a Vegas 300 round. Just 10 ends, 3 arrows, maximum 300 with X's. We'll take, you know, tiebreaker, same thing. And February 25th will be the last day that the ranges can get their scores uploaded. Session 3 will be February 18th through March 11th. That's another 3 weeks. And it's an NFAA 5-spot, the blue and white face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody can shoot the single spot of it. You know, you don't have to shoot the 5 spots. It can be the single spot version of the same face, right?
Right.
So either way, that'll work. And then the last one has to be uploaded by 17th of March. So each round will be shot in a single night or broken down into two half rounds. Most of the, like me and you, are not going to run 12 rounds deep to get the score needed, right? Mm-hmm. So the NFAA and the Rumble target is 60 arrows. And so most of our league nights have been 30 arrows. So
right.
We're just going to break it into two nights. So you can pick up your – you can break those into two different nights on the same score sheet and keep going.
Or shoot it all in one night.
Or shoot it all in one – that's right. If, you know, if someone sets it up that way. All participants, archers, must be members in good standing with at least one archery organization, like I said before, NFAA, GBAA, USA, GAA, ASA, or S3DA. Registered clubs / ranges are responsible for submitting the scores via online link, which I have that built in so that anybody who wants it can get to it. Ranges are encouraged to submit their scores weekly, but, you know, got to be completed during that time. Update placements will be done after each session. So essentially after the deadline for the first session, which is February 3rd, we'll have an update posted of where everybody's standings. And who did it, all right? Archers submit more than one score has to pay a little extra fee. You got to pay $5 extra for submitting a second score. So, in other words, if you bombed your score the other night and you want to try it again, you're going to pay another $5 to submit a second score. All the rounds and rules are – we're using NFAA rules. So, and you can download them. Scorecards can be downloaded from the website. Divisions will have adult male and female through the age of 49, which is the adult. Senior is male and female archers, 50 and over. Junior divisions are male and female archers in each group of, we have young adult, 15 through 17, youth, 12 to 14, cubs, 12 to under the age of 12, 11 and under.
So, all right, just for clarification on that, because, yep. You know, some organizations throughout the state do it slightly different.
Yep.
Will male and female be in one, or will they be separate?
If we have enough participation, I will break them apart in the adult classes, but I am going to try my best to have separate classes for all the youth. Okay. So if it says adult, that includes, like, young adult, right? If we have enough participation in that, I'll break them apart. But if there's only three young adults, one girl and two boys, let's say, that's really not as big a participation for me to give out or for us to give out, you know, the you know. But if we get it right. Like 6 or 8 or 10 in each group, yes, I'll break them out for sure. This is a first-time run, so we're trying to make it as simple as possible. Try it and see what happens.
Right, and that's kind of why I mentioned that question was to give you an opportunity to.
The way it reads right now is it says adults, adult is male and female archers, right? Mm-hmm. And then seniors is male and female archers, and then junior divisions. That's why it's broke. Says male and female archers in age groups of.
Right.
Excuse me. So we have classes, which is an open class, which they call it freestyle, bow hunter freestyle, which is pins, bear bow, which is traditional. And then freestyle limited recurve, which is Olympic archers, you know, Olympic recurve. Mm-hmm. So adults can use 27s. Juniors can use 23s.
Now, this air is fast.
Yeah, and the reason that this is going, you know, some of the organizations let the juniors have bigger arrows, but a lot of the organizations don't. U.S. Archery does not allow 27s, period. So I'm just trying to keep it fair and square.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll use, like I said, session one, we'll use a the rumble target or the single spot equivalent. Session two, we'll use the Vegas target or the single spot equivalent. And then the session three will be the five spot. Entry fees. Adult classes are $25. If you do this at, let's say we're going to use your range for you know, access or whatever. If you charge $1 per target for people to use it, then you have that would be $1 charge on top of it. Okay. So Clubs and ranges will provide the target face for the archer scoring round at no additional cost, but may charge a standard lane or rental fee. See, as part of the standard business practice. So if it's something that's different than what you've been doing, you may have to charge a lane fee, right? But the target, like if they're going to give you, you're going to make a piece of that as a club, you're going to get a part of that $25. And so that would cover your target for the first time. You can charge for the second target if they want to put in a second score and a lane fee or so forth. But, yeah, the best thing to do is go to georgiaarchery.com, look for Georgia Indoor League across the top in the menu, and you can read all of those rules I just read to everybody. So, and then if you have a – bring it up to your S3DA coach, y'all can have a – in one of your practice nights can be, hey, we're going to run this score for that night, right? The only downside that I will tell you is that the – Vegas rules say 20 yards. The rumble rules say 20 yards. The five spot rules say 10 yards and 20 yards, depending on age. So, some of the S3Aers that are 11 to 14, right? It has to do with rules, and the rules are running by NFAA rules. So, that's what we're doing. But, if there's enough interest and want us to move it around things, this is a first time run. I mean, everything's not going to go perfectly, right?
No, it's going to be a learning curve for sure.
So this is a test drive. Rumor has it that we're going to test drive a 3D version of the same thing. So if it goes, you know, if it's received well. But what I'll tell you, go ahead.
I was going to say, you mentioned 3D. I'm just going to throw this out there real quick. If anybody has a 3D range for sale, please contact me.
Robbie needs a 3D range.
We need a range.
Yes, sir. Well, like I said, I have talked too much. Didn't let Robbie in because I was reading. He was following along. But so Robbie, what do you think about this?
Dude, I'm excited. I'm of course understand that there's going to be a learning curve
for sure.
Not only for Georgia Archery to make it better for the next years coming forward.
Yep.
For the ranges that are also hosting,
yep,
and the archers that are also participating.
Yep.
So there is definitely going to be some learning curves. There's going to be some hiccups. There's going to be some questions. Mm-hmm. But like we've talked about in the past, if you don't ever start, it'll never get started.
Exactly.
So we've got to do something. We've got to get it going. Hopefully everybody understands that, hey, there's going to be some hiccups. There's going to be some questions. There's going to be some things that's got to be navigated. But bear with us.
Yep.
And, you know, don't get upset, but help us make it better.
Oh, for sure. Know? Yeah.
Because we're learning as we're going.
Yeah, 100%.
So in order to make it better, we got to start. And it ain't going to be perfect from the get-go.
Oh, no. I mean, but clubs, there is a breakdown. I have that. If you're an S3DA club or if you're a ASA club or you want to do this, you're welcome to do this. You don't have to do it inside. You can set up bales outside and 20 yards and have a group to, you know, specified time. If you're an S3DA club, you could easily set this up and do it. Yes, the fees have to be collected and you can send them in and do it. That's not a problem. But clubs can do it. Ranges can do it. As long as you're a member of some organization. If you're an NFAA club, you can do it. If you're S3DA club, you can do it. Ranges can do it. I have spoke to the ones I mentioned. That's why I mentioned them. I have talked to every one of them. Talked to Robbie at Shriver's. I've talked to Feathers and Antlers. I talked to Joel. I've talked to at Pike Outfitters. I talked to Backwoods Bowstring. So I have talked to those people ahead of time, and I'm actually was going to send a message to George also. He's got a range right down the road. So, you know, he was tied up with his Christmas camp, and I knew that he had that going on, so I hadn't sent him a message yet. But if you're interested, just listen to this, and you're part of a organization or a club somewhere, bring it up to your club coach and say, hey, we want to do this, or hey, have you heard about this? And then we can work it from there. They can contact me, Robbie, or whatever, and find out more information. It's not hard to do. Robbie will probably point you to me because I'm managing. I've been managing most of this anyway. But no big deal. We'll get you answered and then get you added and give you the link for the entry forms and the scorecard download. And it's pretty simple. And then we'll keep
now, up. You did mention about fees. You want to kind of run through that real quick and let everybody know where fees can be paid?
They will be paid at the club. In other words, the clubs are I'm not collecting fees. The local club that's collecting the scorecards also collects the fees. And then there's a breakout of that at the end of the session we'll discuss the breakdown between the host at club range and Georgia Archery. Because there is a breakdown. I give everybody a breakdown. Everybody don't have a problem with that. The host club range will get $15 of that $25 for adults and $10 for each junior. George Archery will get 10 and 10. We're going to get $10 for each archer that shoots in this event. What will happen is probably 50% of that will go back to awards, right? At least 50% will go back to awards. Could be up to 80%, depending on how much we have, right? I can't buy a 6-foot trophy if we only got 3 people shooting it, you know?
Right.
So, and there's some administration fees. I mean, it takes time to upload this, keep it up, and get it all going. So, and that's why we have the breakout like we do. But it's not for Georgia Archery to make no money. I mean, we're just trying to get this and get something going. And if it works out, we'll keep it going. We'll do it for 3D. We'll do it for indoor next year, make it bigger and better, right? So that's the plan. That's the plan on that, and that's where we're at. So anybody who's listening to this, if you are part of the club and you want to do it, bring it up to your coach. Tell them to give me a call. Send georgiaarchery@gmail.com an email, and we'll give you all the information needed. So we got done.
And that's kind of why I mentioned it that way, that you can go ahead and just explain
it. Yeah, so they understand they're going to make something off of it because it's their time too, right? And that's the point, right? I mean, we drive traffic to the clubs or to the ranges, and they can make some money off of it. So, you know. But
yep. It's all about growing the sport.
It's 100% grow the sport. It's not about what you shoot. It's about you get to shoot, you know?
That's right. And being able to have places to do it.
Yes, because I'm telling you, it's the same thing with 3D. If we don't support the local clubs, there will not be local clubs.
We've seen it over the course of the last 15 years or so. I was having a conversation with a couple of guys in the shop the other day after 4-H practice about that same very topic. You know, I can remember the days of shooting 2 tournaments in one day and, you know, driving from Lake Oconee to Hillsman or from Hillsman to 12 Point or whatever that circle was. And then you still had Christian Bowhunters in the mix as well as Redneck Archery Club.
100%.
You know, and yeah, there's still clubs out there, but the amount of clubs nor the amount of participation that it used to be.
We did lots of two-a-days, right? I mean, there's lots of two-a-days.
The old Mega Triple Crown days.
100%, man. If we could get something like that rolling again. But you got to start it, you know, and that's the biggest thing. And, like, I remember when Lancaster started the Lancaster Classic, right? I can't remember the number that they had, but it was held inside their building, inside their whatever, and, you know, 2-day event. There, you know, now look what it has grown to because he started, right?
Yep.
You got to start. If you want it to go somewhere, you got to start. So that's what we're trying to do. Plus, just trying to give the archers
another avenue.
Somewhere to shoot and something to do, you know? Because gas money's not cheap, and Lancaster and Vegas is back-to-back. There ain't but a few people can afford to do that.
That's right.
But, you know, there's a bunch of S3DA archers in this state.
There is
a bunch of S3DA archers in this state. And I am truly happy to see that. I think the S3DA is a big deal. I think that they got.
I'm glad to be a part of that again.
Yeah, they have some growing pains like anything else, but I still argue to say that S3DA as an organization, or as the how it should be, right? What it offers is probably the best thing for youth archery, like how it's laid out. To get a piece of some indoor, some outdoor, and some 3D, to get a taste of everything and not have to break the bank to do it.
That's right.
It's not a very expensive. Fees are not that high. U.S. Archery's fees have gotten higher by the minute. Entry fees are going up every time. And I'm not knocking U.S. Archery. It has a place. There's a reason for it and that kind of thing. But to get somebody started, we've always talked about steps, right? 4-H. I mean, 4-H has got a humongous, across the state, different people. And some of those kids would have never touched a bow if they hadn't got part of 4-H, right?
We know a bunch of them.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, all of it has its place. And, as you move forward and get to going, then you shoot S3DA or then you shoot a local ASA and then you shoot a national ASA. Same thing. You shoot a U.S. Archery local club event or this Georgia League event, and then turn around and say, I want to try something, I want to try a state event. So then you go to a GBAA or a GAA event, and then you're like, I want to try something bigger. So then you go to the next step. That's just how it grows, So
it's a process.
Yeah, for sure. Well, who's shooting this weekend? It's been a long time.
Yeah,
since
I was waiting on it. I knew it was coming.
Who's shooting this weekend?
Let me get that pulled back up. Can you hear my computer every time my phone tries to connect to it? I have tried to figure out how to turn that off while we were doing this.
I cannot heard you talking about like a bing or something.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I really hadn't, so it's okay.
Well, good. Okay. Well, I was just hoping everybody else wasn't hearing it because I hear it in my ears.
Yeah. That was what I was saying. Same thing with the music I was playing earlier. I was like, can you hear that? And you're like, nope. I'm like, well, okay, now I know. So.
Well, it looks like the Florida USA Indoor Joad is going on, if I'm reading these show notes correctly.
U.S. Indoor Nationals and Joad, yes, sir. They started today. You can find some of the scores on the Between Ends app and see your favorite Georgia archer that's down there shooting. There's several of them down there shooting. So they started shooting today.
And then you've got the Florida USA Indoor Joad NFAA Rushmore Rumble.
There you go. So Rushmore Rumble will start tomorrow in Yankton, South Dakota. It's cold up there, son.
Cold.
But so you got kids shooting in kids and adults shooting in Florida, and we got kids and adults shooting in. So that's two national events that are running. And they're running, the Royal Rumble starts Friday, and both of those run through Saturday and Sunday. So that's what we have for this week, and it's both national events. And you can find, like I said, you can find the U.S. Archery updates on the Between Ends for the scores, and the Rushmore Rumble, more than likely. Competition Archery Media will have somebody there to show what's going on there. So,
well, that brings up a point that I don't know if we really want to hit on, or a rabbit hole that we want to go down, because we tend to go down rabbit holes when we do this. I saw a post today of Kyle Douglas shooting his new
lift.
The Rushmore Rumble.
Well, the title is what he's
shooting. Yeah, he's shooting the title.
He had a picture with a lift in one hand and a title in the other. So,
yeah, he's shooting the title at the Rushmore.
Yes, sir.
And then, word on the street, which it ain't word on the street anymore, it's a fact, but we all know Timmy also went back to Matthews. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm caught in a rock and a hard place because they were left from the bow company that I actually shoot now.
I know. I didn't want to throw you under the bus,
but you're just trying to throw me under the bus. But there's a whole lot of, if you look, I don't have to, we don't really have to talk about it because Tim has put two different interviews out. Bo Junkie did a great interview with him, and Competition Archer Media has also done an interview with him. Kyle Douglas is the same. You can find both of those interviews. They've done, both have gotten an interview out there. So Bo Junkie has put one out. And I'm telling you, if you want to hear the inside scoop and how somebody really feels, Greg Poole don't pull no punches. Everybody knows that. So you can definitely find out the real deal. Competition Archer Media is a little more politically correct, you know, in how they do things, which is understandable. They're a bigger media, you know, company. And so, but yes, they have plenty of information out there on about it. I think it's a business decision, plain and simple. Bowtech, they're not broke. Man made plenty of money. He is not broke. I promise you that. But it was a business decision in where to put the funds. In other words, I'm going to allot this amount of money. We need to figure out where it needs to go. And that's why it was changed. That's why both of them were let go. In different reasons, but it was a money thing. It had nothing to do with we got to save money. They're just going to move the money into a different spot. So, you know, if you have $50 in your bank account, not 50 millions like they do, or billions. If you have $50 in your bank account, you got to figure out how much gas and how much food you can do. You know, plain that's and right. simple. And that's where they were at. They were allotted this amount of money for advertising and sponsorship stuff, and they figured it was better utilized somewhere else. They're not they're not the first company to do that. We've seen lots of companies let go of big archers in the past to move into a different situation. So it's nothing new. It's not. I hate it because, I mean, I shot Bowtech. We had the most dominating pro staff there was. I mean, in my opinion. I mean, because the three that we had, we didn't have a big staff, but the three that we had always won. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Paige is still there. Paige is still going to shoot Bowtech. And, you know, she's outspoken in what she has to say. You know.
Well, and I only brought that up because he was talking about Rushmore. And,
they're all there with their new bows. So, Tim had already alluded to where he was going before the first of the year, and Kyle Douglas waited till January because Bowtech's contracts weren't released until January 1st. So, or December 31st. That's when the contracts were released. Even though they told them ahead of time, we're not re-signing or we're not doing, or however it went. But they were sent out to restart, you know, like most folks do October, November, you know, because that's when usually used to be, we'd always figure out, where's everybody going, you know? And we didn't get that no more, so. But.
Well, it seemed it's shaping up to be an exciting year.
I hope so. I really do.
On that front, I mean, there's always chat, you know, when that sort of stuff happens.
Yeah, but on the other side, Ella Gibson left Hoyt and went to Darton.
Darton's making a big splash when it comes to the Target game. You know, Randy and Jason and now with Byron, I mean – and that, of course, they got many others, but those are the ones that I know on at least the local front. I mean, dude, you can't not look at them.
No, and then at the same time, and then you're picking up some of the biggest names there is, Tanja and Braden, you know, that shoot bows. Just so happened that, you know, I think Randy's doing a great job of doing that. I told Randy myself that you got to find some boys to hunt. I mean, in the United States, hunting drives the archery industry.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can poll your customers, I can poll mine, and we can name 10 of the top archers in the world, and they're going to go like, who the heck are you talking about?
That's right.
But if I said hunt in the public, if I said seek one, if I say, you know, Ranch Ferry, I mean, you know, Crispy, they know those names, you know. So you got.
Yeah, I've got that picture of Lee and I after I put his RX-5 to RX-4 together when I was still up there.
Yep.
Right there next to the register at the shop, and you know it blows my mind at the amount of kids that know who he is. Because
they're
know?
YouTube junkies, man. Those kids today. I mean, that's what I mean. We grew up watching TV shows.
Yeah.
They don't watch TV. They watch YouTube 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And
my daughter's that way. She watches Flair, mm-hmm. like it's going out of style. You know, I've got my own YouTube channel. I can't hardly get her to watch it, but boy, right. She'll watch some Flair.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's just what they do. But you know, if you're into hunting, you're gonna gravitate to hunting stuff. If you're into archery, you're gonna gravitate to archery stuff. So we know, you know, that's what I watch. You want to know what I watch? I watch YouTube hunting, archery, and then I watch cooking shows. You know, grilling, smoking meat. You know, because I like to do that too.
Very similar. Other than I watch a lot of Sony A7 III videos, being that's the camera
you're using. That's right. Yeah. And then the same thing. Like I got some audio equipment that we're working with now, and I've tried to hunt to find and do and to make some things better. And we'll I've gotten in. I'm not a snob, but I've gotten into bourbon a little bit. So.
Uh oh.
I'm not a bourbon snob. I'm a newbie, but I have started watching videos on that. So,
okay,
you know, but so I think we covered most of everything we needed to cover. We've run about 30 minutes or a little over, so let's sort of wrap this up. First off, I know you're not going to the ATA show next week.
No, sir.
But guess what?
You are.
I am. So, anyway, this podcast will come out before then. I'm going to push it out very soon. We'll go through and make sure it sounds good and nothing's outrageous. And I'm going to push it out. And I was rigging up. I don't know if you've seen this camera. You seen this camera?
Yeah, I seen you doing a little something back there in the background. I can see it. You know, everybody, for this particular podcast, they can't see us
see
one another.
Right. Yep.
And I seen you doing a little...
Yeah,
little doodad back there. What is that?
This is a DJI Pocket, and it's a gimbal camera, and it's freaking pretty slick. So I can just see it's intrusive. You look right quick, Robbie. See how it is? It's not intrusive. It's not like holding the phone up. The cool. Mm-hmm. The problem I found with my phone is I have to talk on it. I have to do just like me and you. Right now, we've been talking the whole time, but this is not intrusive. I'll take it through. I can edit videos off of it real quick, simple, maybe see a few reels. It'll actually go live onto YouTube with the camera. It's pretty cool. It's a little neat little job. Something small, simple.
Back on me. You haven't shared. you hadn't shared that with me yet, and I just kind of found out. So.
Yep. But
the beans.
Yeah, something to play in with, and it actually has a wireless mic with it, so it's
that's pretty sporty.
It's you know, it's pretty neat. It just was easier. Robbie's making post already.
I wonder what that is.
But I tell you what, it's our plan, right, as of right now, is to try to get back to doing this on a pretty weekly basis. Is that
I look forward to it, man. I've missed it. I've been gone now just a little over 3 years. And
yep.
I think we did one, maybe two
after
I moved, but that's been pretty much it. So I'm jacked.
But see, now you have your stuff set up. You got internet down there. You got your
I finally got internet in the woods.
Yeah. They piped into sunshine and piped in internet when they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that muddy spot you got. And we're probably going to do some interviews with sales reps sooner than later. Now that ATA will go, we'll probably end up with, well, there's this brand new pro, senior pro that just signed up today. I got a text message that says, hey, well, now I'm a pro.
I've seen his post.
I said, well, congratulations. And he happens to be a sales rep too. So we can just talk to him, get his eye on what he thinks and what he's doing just on that side. We can talk to Billy. You know, he's always welcome to talk and do and tell us all about the new stuff that we've seen at the ATA show. So we'll have some of that.
We're going to have to get some of those guys on because,
yep.
Of course, I won't be there.
Nope.
So I'm going to have to relive the ATA via the podcast.
That's right.
Through y'all.
Mm-hmm. I see. That new 10-point looks pretty sliffy.
Dude.
fastest crossbow on the planet.
Dude. It's bad. There ain't no doubt.
So those type of things, I will try my best to get snippets of to upload to social media for Georgia Archery.
And those will be on the Georgia Archery YouTube?
Yep, that'll be Georgia Archery, either YouTube or Instagram Reels and so forth and so on. So, Chapsnats, what?
Here it is, boys. It's been a while for the old Chapsnatters.
Old Chapsnatters.
And the Tweeter.
Tweeters. Yeah, they done changed the name of that since Tweeter. It wasn't Tweeters no more. Now it's
like
always,
X.
It'll always be Tweeter. That's right. But, yeah, so you can find us on the website, www.georgiaarchery.com. You can also find us on the Facebook, Georgia Archery. You can find us on Instagrams. You can find us on the Snapchats. And
Chapsnatters.
Chapsnatters. And then, you know, if you have a question, you can always email georgiaarchery@gmail.com. If you want something or you want us to talk to somebody, send us a message. Hook us up with them. I know me and you are both good friends with Jay Maxwell.
He
is planning a doe killing. It's going to be a murder. It's huge. But I'll let him talk about that more later with his stuff. He's, you know, he's a great guy. But he said he'll come on anytime we want us to. No big deal. I'm trying to get on the inside track of that doe killing and see if I can get part of at least get some snaps of that stuff. So there'll be a whole bunch of guys together, just like they did last year with Seek One.
That'd be fun.
Seek,
you know, I came up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been like 3 weeks or so ago, and was supposed to deer hunt with Blake a little bit, and we wound up duck hunting, and it rained all day Sunday, and you spoke of the dirt road. Yeah. It rained as much as it did, Mama had to get to work on Monday morning. I couldn't leave her in a position where she may not make it down the dirt road because has been times I had to pull her out multiple times in one morning.
You mean the river that dries up every once in a while so you can drive down?
Well, we call it the Sasser slip and slide.
Okay, well, it's definitely a slip and slide. I've seen pictures, and speaking of the new pro that shoots a dart, he can tell you all about it.
He can tell you all about it.
Well, dude, that's been I'm truly excited that this is going. First one of the year. We're starting 2024 off right. Let's just keep this rolling. If you're happy with it, share it, post it, tell everybody about it. You can find us on every kind of podcast. We got them shared everywhere. So you can find it on Apple, Google, Spotify, all of them. I mean, it does upload over time to all of them. So share it with everybody you know. Tell everybody we're back at it. Me and my brother from another mother are back to doing our thing. So,
yes, sir. Well, finally.
Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
And we'll see you later.